This is Jay Sekulow. More developments in the Gosnell trial. Our special guest, John Elefante, former lead singer of Kansas, Christian artist, and has a great new song out about life.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And I remember just walking through and looking, and I seen some women that looked half dead.
She sat cold in a waiting room, frightened and all alone.
No one, Democrat or Republican, believes in violence against women. We abhor it. But there's nothing that comes close to what's happened in this abortion clinic in Pennsylvania.
Mr. President, your silence on this issue is deafening.
Well, I'm familiar with it. I can't comment on it because it's an active trial. I think President Clinton said it pretty well when he said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare.
When will you stand up and say that we must protect these women and children and ensure their safety? These acts are reprehensible and require your leadership without delay.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
That's when I decided, I can't do it. And he's like, stop being a little baby. And he's pounding on my leg. Stop being a little baby, stop being a little baby.
I have done my very best to provide the very best care to my patients.
Right then the Lord began to speak. You're not taking this one, she's mine. She'll grow up and see my name. You're not taking her, she's mine. And you're not taking her this time.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
This time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 in our Media Center studio. With me is John Elefante, of course, a tremendous songwriter, producer, singer with the multi-platinum albums with this lead singer of Kansas and a great new CD of his own that's out right now. And you just heard, actually, some of that a song about the life issue. And we thought with everything going on in the Gosnell trial this week and the president this morning speaking at Planned Parenthood, it would be good to have John come in here. John, I'm going to go to Jordan in a minute, but set up the song a little bit. Give us a little bit of the background, and we'll get into it more in the next segment of the broadcast. But this is, people heard just a little bit of it. They're going to hear more of it in a little bit. But why this song means so much?
Well, it's first of all, it's glad to be here. It's generally the story of how my daughter came into the world. Her birth mother was seconds from aborting her and decided not to, and asked them at the place that she was at to use the telephone, and she called her mom and told her she was pregnant. And her mom said, you get out of there immediately. And she's in studio today, and I'm really glad she's here.
Folks, this is the reason why I'm glad that we have John here and his daughter as well, because this is what we're fighting for. Jordan, give us the latest on Capitol Hill yesterday, a big day with a lot of discussion.
That's right. Members of Congress who for years have been fighting on this issue to expose the truth about the abortion industry, which takes so much of our taxpayer dollars. We're talking $500 million a year from federal tax money, and then there's state money as well. And, of course, all of the Planned Parenthood lobbyists, the abortion industry here, trying to turn this issue and blame the pro-life community. Well, members of Congress had none of that. And that's why last night there was no President Obama at their gala. Now, he did speak at Planned Parenthood at their event today, but he did not go to their celebration of abortion last night.
Interesting. The President of the United States speaking at Planned Parenthood while the Gosnell trial's going on. And there's a causal connection between Planned Parenthood and Gosnell. We'll get into that also in this broadcast. We're taking your calls. Your reaction to our president speaking at Planned Parenthood, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to let you know when we come back from the break how you can get John Elefante's new album, CD coming, I still call them albums, CD coming out very soon, within the next week. We'll get information to that when we come back from the break. But folks, I want you to join right now with 110,000 others. They're saying enough of the funding of Planned Parenthood. Let's put an end to it. Go to ACLJ.org, stop the funding, sign that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Music today by John Elefante.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Music today by John Alefante is our guest in studio here. Of course, formerly lead singer of Kansas, a great band. And also, he's got great solo music, tremendous record producer. John, we're thrilled you're here. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to get into the song in a little bit, but I want to go ahead to Washington. Jordan, the president just spoke. We've got some sound from it. Set it up for us, and then I'm going to play another one when Jordan's done, and we'll get right back into this discussion.
That's right. So the president spoke. He canceled his appearance and speech at the Planned Parenthood gala, which was last night here in Washington, D.C. Of course, this gala was a celebration of abortion. Because of the Gosnell trial, I mean, he said it was his busy schedule yesterday. He had plenty of time to do everything as the president of the United States hops around. But he didn't want to be seen, I think, celebrating it. So he did instead this more formal speech, which is common for him to do at Planned Parenthood's annual gathering here in Washington, D.C. But listen to this. In the midst of Planned Parenthood being connected to Gosnell, how are they connected? Well, there are a number of women who are providing testimony on the record, under oath, during this trial, saying, you know, I told Planned Parenthood, I told the facility about what I saw at this clinic, and they said, well, you should report this to the Department of Health. Planned Parenthood never did. And this guy has connections going back to the 1970s with Planned Parenthood. The original partial birth abortion group of doctors and abortionists, he's part of it right there. So to act as if you could separate the two is impossible. In fact, they were kind of covering for him because they would never be the group that took the step to close him down. But take a listen to President Obama. Think about the pledge he's making. I mean, this is a major pledge to the number one abortion provider in the United States and the number one abortion provider in the world, Bite 3.
As long as we've got a fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, and as long as we've got to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own choices about her own health, I want you to know that you've also got a president who's going to be right there with you, fighting every step of the way. Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America. The thought that that would come out of the President of the United States' mouth to me is unbelievable. John, your song that we've been playing portions of, and we will play a bit more of it in a few minutes, is the kind of counter to what Planned Parenthood is doing and promoting.
Indeed.
Talk about what the song, we mentioned it very briefly, but I want people to know your heart on this because we want to make this whole issue, the Gosnell trials made it real, but you have personal experience with your own daughter. I mean, your daughter's here today because her birth mother decided not to do this.
Exactly.
So tell us exactly, give us a little bit of the details of that and then how the song came out to be.
Well, you know, whenever you write a song like this, there has to be a little creative license. I mean, I wasn't there, obviously. Right. But I do know for a fact that her mother had planned on aborting my daughter, Samantha, and decided not to. And I'm really glad she decided not to. And it's despicable to me how, you know, how she could have possibly gone through with this. She was seconds from doing it. And I when I wrote the song, I tried to put myself in that place that day.
Yeah.
And it was frightening even putting myself in that place.
Sure.
And I wrote the song very easily. The words just came out. It was one of the easiest songs I've ever written.
I want to play about a 30-second clip of that song right now, and then I'm going to talk to you folks about what an assistant district attorney in Philadelphia said about the gospel trial. This ties right in. But this is off the new CD that's coming out on May 7th. This is the release date. But listen to what John Elefante wrote and sang.
Right then the Lord. This time, no, you're not taking her this time.
That is off of John Elefante's brand new CD. By the way, if you want to get information about it, just go over to the Facebook at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Facebook, or Jay Sekulow Facebook. We'll have it up there. I'm sure Jordan will put it out on Twitter and on his Facebook as well, so you can get to John Elefante. If you want to check out his website, you can do that as well at John Elefante, ELEFANTE.com. But we're going to have all the links right there on Facebook. The song that John just mentioned, his daughter is here today because her birth mother decided not to have an abortion. But I want you to listen to the words right now, folks. And this is shocking. So if you got little kids, understand this is gruesome. This is from the assistant district attorney in Philadelphia about what Gosnell himself has done and what the testimony is showing. Number 7.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they describe their bodies twitching and lifeless.
This is from the assistant district attorney in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, folks. So you're hearing the testimony. So ask yourself this question. The president has the nerve to say in one breath, Planned Parenthood and God bless America. I mean, that in and of itself to me is an outrage. And then as the Gosnell trial is going on and the evidence is coming to light, and you hear the testimony from the assistant district attorney of what's going on there. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars supporting this? I don't feel too good about it. So I want it to stop. So we've got a petition that's up right now, and a lot of you are signing on to it. Just go to aclj.org. You can sign that petition to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood, and you just heard the reason why. And you'll be joining almost 123,000 others. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. So we encourage you to do that. John, let me ask you this. In writing a song like this and putting the issue out there the way you have, the motivation, obviously, you had personal experience. Your daughter's here today because her mother did not make the final decision to go through with the abortion. How big of an issue is this for you as a Christian, the life issue?
Well, it's huge in my life because, like you said, I witnessed it. And it gets bigger all the time. The more I hear about, you know, things like this Gosnell trial and the more I get educated on the whole abortion industry.
Which is what it is, right.
The harder it is on me as a person. I mean, it's speechless.
Yeah, well, Jordan, I will say this yesterday. Members of the United States Congress were not speechless. I'm speechless, too. When I heard the president say, God bless America, in the same word, Planned Parenthood, and God bless you, and God bless America. God bless Planned Parenthood? I mean, just, folks, think about this for a moment. God bless Planned Parenthood. That the president of the United States even made this speech while all this is going on is unbelievable. God bless you. God bless Planned Parenthood and God bless America. That right there should be the reason for you to go to ACLJ.org and say, enough of this. I'm not going to tolerate this anymore. Or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me implore you to take action. Jordan, go ahead.
Well, and I want to say this. In the soundbite, the president did think, when you were saying, you know, who would say this, God bless Planned Parenthood, God bless you, God bless America, and he hesitated. But I think Congresswoman Dianne Black from Tennessee, when the members of Congress have been taking to the floor the last 24 hours to talk about what's happening with Gosnell and the president's initial response, take a listen to her. I think she summed it up the right way by 27.
When asked about Gosnell's crime, our president tells us he has no comment. Where is your outrage, Mr. President? Are you too busy preparing your remarks for tomorrow night's Planned Parenthood fundraising gala? My heart breaks that our country has reached a point by where we are all not outraged by a practice that ends a beating heart and takes the lives of the most vulnerable in our society. May God forgive us.
That's the right answer, by the way. The invoking of God's name right there is may God forgive us, not God bless Planned Parenthood. The fact that he said God bless Planned Parenthood, Jordan, to me, is just it's unbelievable. I mean, why? First of all, forgetting the theological, politically, with the Gosnell trial going on, or is he so beholden and worships at the altar of the abortion industry? As John said, it's an industry. That's what it is. We call it that. Is that what's going on here?
It is what's going on here. They own liberal politics in the United States. And why is that clear? This is the first president who is actually in office who will go to Planned Parenthood's event. Now many on the left will give praise to Planned Parenthood, but he's actually that ingrained. You know, we go back to the health care law going through Congress. When they were writing the exceptions to the HHS mandate, which is still being challenged in court, and trying to come up with ways to give exceptions to religious people and religion, like the actual churches, the only non-government individual in the room with the president of the United States, the vice president, the head of HHS, the only non-government person was the president of Planned Parenthood.
And by the way, we're 7-0 in that litigation. We've won 7 cases right now to stop that HHS mandate. Folks, the music today is by John Elefante. Go to ACLJ's Facebook or over at my Facebook, and you can link right onto it. You find out how to get this album. And again, folks, let's stop funding Planned Parenthood. The president said, God bless Planned Parenthood. No, do not bless Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific, graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court, and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
1-800-684-3110. Music by John Elefante today. New CD coming out May 7th. John, tell us a little bit. We'll get to this in the next half hour of the broadcast, but tell us a little bit kind of the overview of the CD. It's great. I mean, great record.
It's the theme of the record is first of all, I mean, it's I really wanted a strong record spiritually. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where, you know, it's like the older you get, it's like the more you want to do something that really counts.
Sure.
And I really feel like this is an important record. But thematically, what runs through this record a lot are innocent days gone by. Mm. I mean, this world has never been perfect, but I remember back when I was a kid, things were just more innocent. People would blush. People would get embarrassed over things that we now think nothing of.
Right.
And, you know, so much of that innocence is now gone. And in fact, the song that was playing during the bumper there, "Where Have the Old Days Gone?" You know, where have they gone?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're in a different place.
We definitely are.
And you see that when the President of the United States says the words, "God bless America and God bless Planned Parenthood." Folks, if you want to get information again about John's new CD, just go over to our Facebook or go to johnelefante.com. The link will be right there on Facebook. It's the easiest way to do it. But folks, I'm going to play for you again this bite from Ann Pontero, and I'm going to ask you to take direct action, and we'll take your phone calls. This is the assistant district attorney from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I want you to listen to what she says, and then we're going to take some action.
There was one baby that when it was born, one of the workers was playing with it for several minutes before the worker did exactly what Dr. Gosnell did, snipped the back of the neck. And when we use the word snip, it is a scissors taking a bony part of a vertebrae and cutting it. This is a very, very painful thing. And some of these babies did not die immediately. And they describe their bodies twitching and lifeless.
And then the President of the United States speaks to Planned Parenthood and says, "God bless the United States and God bless Planned Parenthood." And I like what Congresswoman Dianne Black said. May God forgive us. Folks, let's take some action here. We've got a unique convergence. We said this yesterday. All of this is happening simultaneously. We've got legislation both in the House and the Senate to defund Planned Parenthood and significant momentum in our direction. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign on that petition with over 120,000 others. Or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I urge you to take action today. Let's go right to the phones.
Delsa calling in from Maine on line 3. Delsa, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Delsa.
Hi, Jay. You know, one little added thing I wanted to say was, is, you know, the baby is not the mother's body. The baby's completely distinct from the baby, from the mother. But what
these abortionists, though, just so you know, Delsa, they draw no distinction. I said that yesterday. I've deposed these people before. I didn't, not Gosnell, but other of these abortionists. And inside the womb, outside the womb, you know, you see it in one case, you don't see it as clearly in another. There's no difference. I said that to somebody that called in yesterday. You know, inside the womb, 3 seconds before the child was outside the womb, then it makes all of a sudden a constitutional significant difference. That's ridiculous. But go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off, but you're right. They complete disregard for human life.
Yes, what I think is enormously sad is I come from Africa, so I'm an African-American, and it's sad that an African-American has to help our president understand that this is barbaric. It is a very sad thing that the leader of the free world doesn't understand that this is barbaric and not.
No, I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm going to go back to John Elefante on this because of the song that he's written. And again, folks, you need to understand that there are consequences to this, and this was a successful consequence. His daughter, his birth mother, was, you said, John, seconds away.
Yes.
And so when you reflect on that in your own life and in your own family unit, that here your daughter, with us today, listening to this broadcast, was seconds away from her life being ended.
Mm-hmm.
And you reflect on the fact that by God's grace, that did not happen. What does it say to you? What does it mean? As I know you're expressing it in the music. We're clearly hearing that. But how do you feel about it? What's the personal aspect of it?
Well, it's a tremendous blessing to that I've had her 19 years and hopefully many more. But, you know, what I can think about right now is all the ones that didn't make the decision to get off that table and go call their mother and tell her that they were pregnant. it's overwhelming to me.
Well, let me tell you this. You said something just then. I'm going to play for people. This is one of Gosnell's patients, and she decided she didn't want to have the abortion, but here's what happened to her, unfortunately. Number 9.
When they put the heart monitor around me, that's when I decided, I can't do it. And he's like, stop being a little baby. And he's pounding on my leg. Stop being a little baby, stop being a little baby. And now I'm outnumbered because all these women came in and I'm like tied to the bed. And next thing I knew, I was out of it.
So unfortunately, in her situation, she was not able to have her child survive. Folks, taking direct action is something we want to encourage you to do right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. John Alfonte is going to be with us the next half hour of the broadcast as well. So those of you on SiriusXM, you're getting the whole thing. If your station's not carrying us for the full hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Jordan, let's try to quickly grab another call. And folks, if you want to speak to any of us, including John Alfonte, call us at 1-800-684-3110. Former lead singer of Kansas has got a brand new CD out coming out in just a few days. That's really incredible. Jordan, let's quickly grab another call.
Yeah, Debbie in California on line 3. Debbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jay. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I just want to say that back in 1974, I had an abortion. And I didn't think too much about it because, you know, it wasn't as prevalent as it is today. And back in 1980... I was engaged and got pregnant, and I decided that I didn't need the baby. I didn't want the baby, so I made an appointment for another abortion. Well, on leap year day, I became a Christian. So I called and canceled the appointment and got the baby. She's going to be 33 in July.
Amen.
And one of the things that I remember from when I first got saved was listening to a musical group called Mastodon. I don't
know if
John would know about that or not.
He does.
Oh, yes, very much.
Well, anyway, that's how far back I go, 1980. My husband works for Ray Comfort, who did the 180 video on a...
Right. And, right.
I know he's talked to Jay before.
Yes, he has. Done great work.
How appalled and disgusted I am with the president.
Well, Debbie, when the president used the phrase, God bless America, in the same phrase, in the same sentence as Planned Parenthood, frankly, I couldn't even believe it. Folks, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, John Alfonte has agreed to stay with us for the next 30 minutes. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Jordan's going to let you know right now how you can take direct action to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood while all this is going on. Jordan, go ahead.
Yep, we need you to call our toll-free number now. It's 877-989-2255. This is an opportunity, a chance that does not come up often when you are exposed to by prosecutors putting in evidence what it is the abortion industry is really all about, what they are trying to hide away from you, why they don't like those protesters being there with the signs and the pictures of what abortion really is. Now it's in evidence in a courtroom, a murder trial. Call now, 877-989-2255. We have to defund this. We have to stop paying for this movement. 877-989-2255. Standing up for life, taking this opportunity, folks. Or go to ACLJ.org.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
taking her this time.
John Alfante's brand new CD coming out next week. Great song about the life issue. We're going to play you a longer version of that later in the broadcast, but it's great. It's called This Time. The album, I still call them albums, On My Way to the Sun. I guess at my age, I could still call them albums.
Absolutely.
All right. John Alfante, of course, formerly lead singer.
I just bought an 8-track machine.
Did you really?
Yes. I just wanted to see what it looked like.
We have one, actually. Much clearer on CD or MP3s. Yeah, I now swim to music. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame right now that we're dealing with. The President of the United States just spoke to Planned Parenthood, and Jordan said during the break he wanted to shorten the bite down when the president ended this, just to kind of set the tone for where this president's heart and mind are on the abortion issue. So this is the last sentence of the president's speech to Planned Parenthood moments ago.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. And God bless America. Unbelievable. I like what Diane Black said better. May God forgive us. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. John Alfante, as again, former lead singer of Kansas, is producing tremendous music right now of his own, of a lot of people you listen to, does great work, and we're thrilled he's in the studio. Let's go right to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, Helen in Rhode Island, online too. Helen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Helen.
So happy to be on the broadcast.
Thank you.
And I do have just two comments. First of all, I don't approve of the president's position. I'm pro-choice. But I think the reason he had to cancel speaking at the gala, he was in Texas yesterday for the opening of the George W. Bush Presidential Center.
Right.
Then, as far as my comment now for abortion, it was quite a few years ago. I was at a pro-life rally at my state capitol in Providence, and I made a comment to a young woman standing there. I said, "Are you enjoying life, or do you wish your mother had had an abortion?" And sadly, she just very belligerently said to me, "Get to the other side."
Yeah, well, there you go. But let me explain something to you, Helen, about the president's conflict in his schedule. Jordan's in Washington. I'm in Washington a lot. He could have been at both. They made a calculated decision not to speak Thursday night, and a lot of it's because of this Gosnell trial.
This is someone who's got Air Force One and Marine One at their disposal. They could be around halfway around the world and back in a day if he needs to. And doing multi-events, that's not an issue. He went to West Texas, could have done the event there, the memorial service there, and still been at the Planned Parenthood Gala. He walks in, he does the speech. It's all about optics. You know, at this point, the president's political advisors, who still have to go through a midterm election, decided, you know, maybe we shouldn't be celebrating abortion at a big dinner. Yeah. But it's okay to go put your suit and tie on and do their speech this morning, which he, by the way, becomes the first sitting president of the United States to speak at this Planned Parenthood event.
I think we should do is send a copy of John Alfante's new CD to the president and let him listen to that song. And let's play about 30 seconds of it right now.
Right then, the Lord. Time, no, you're not taking her this time.
When I heard the song last week, it had a huge impact on me, especially while this trial was going on. That's why I asked John to come in the studio with us. We're gonna have more with John when we come back from the break, folks. By the way, information about his music, his ministry, his songs, you can go to johnelefante.com, E-L-E-F-A-N-T-E. We've got a link right on our Facebook, so you could do it right there as well. And then the new CD is coming out next week, May 7th. May 7th. So it's coming out soon. Folks, it's fantastic. I enjoyed every track on it, so I think you will too. Again, if you want to sign on that petition, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. We'll go out with John Alfante's music. We'll be back with more in a moment.
What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Another one of the songs off, that's the title song actually on John Alfonte's newest CD called On My Way to the Sun. Great drumming record. Yeah, okay, there you go. Great drumming track on that too. I'm a drumming player, a drummer. Your drummer is very, very good.
Thank you.
That's coming, you know, as a guy that's a drummer myself, I really appreciate that beat. He did a great job. I know who he is and he's fantastic. Let me ask you this. During the break, John, you mentioned the common language utilization, and they'll do that. I mean, even with the Planned Parenthood speech, the president never says, maybe he did, but in what we've heard so far, he never says the word abortion. You know, he said Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the world, but they don't say abortion, and it's always the, you know, pro-choice. We're anti-abortion, they're pro-choice. But you were saying that you've always had a comment about that.
Well, I heard this the other day, that, you know, pro-choice is obviously one of the most common terms used in abortion, and what a lot of women say when they're asked afterward, why did you have an abortion? They say, I had no choice. I felt like I had no choice.
Which is the irony, of course, because there are so many options, including adoption, one that you know firsthand.
Oh, yes. And I have two adopted children.
Yeah, there you go, folks. But again, President of the United States puts the word God with Planned Parenthood. Now, here it is again. Let's play that bite.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
You know, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking because I can't even believe that you would do that. I think that it does not bode well for us as a people, and that's why we fight back. And that's what we're doing, folks, and I encourage you to do that as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got a lot of people that are holding. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep. Let's go to Marcus in California, line one. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
At the beginning, you played a recording that Obama said, I'm not going to make any comments because it's an active case.
Yeah, that was about the Gosnell trial.
Well, what about when he was, what was it? The Obamacare was in the Supreme Court, and he was speaking up loudly.
Oh, sure, because that was moving the agenda forward. That's the difference, and that's Washington. But he wasn't going to comment on that trial because, Jordan, that narrative is not suiting the president's pro-abortion agenda well. That narrative of what happened in the Gosnell – what is happening in the Gosnell trial. By the way, closing arguments on that are going to be Monday, jury instruction probably Tuesday. We'll get a verdict next week.
That's exactly right. I mean, the President of the United States will invoke, you know, what's decent, what's the right, you know, precedent to act, his behavior as a President of the United States when it doesn't benefit him, right? You think he wants to go around talking about this abortionist who is on trial for murder of babies and an immigrant and a woman who was there and died, did not get the proper care? I mean, this is someone who is on could be put to death, and this is a well-known person in the abortion industry, and it took, let's see, he started being an abortionist in the 70s, so what, over almost 50 years
yep.
before people caught on to what was going on in this downtown Philadelphia building on Drexel University's campus? You got to be kidding me. And they've gone to this community, and people turned a blind eye. But now, with it in evidence, which, by the way, everybody has to, you know, this is what you have to look at, especially if you're going to defend abortion. Go spend some time looking at the evidence that was submitted here
right.
of these babies and what this looks like. And then decide later if you want to be one day answer for that. Does that something you want to answer for?
And I think that the reality is if the American people look at the evidence does not look good. It's horrendous. But, John, you saw in your own family life the miracles that do take place, even when a woman's walking towards that clinic and makes the ultimate decision not to abort. And I want to follow up on this pro-choice because, you know, they always accuse us of being we're anti-abortion, they're pro-choice. That's just the terminology they use, those on the left. When you look at your own family and you're seeing now and hearing the evidence, I've been telling people this whole last week on broadcast, this is tough to listen to when you talk to these DAs, when you play the evidence from the witnesses in the trial. This is hard to listen to. You've utilized music, though, to send a message. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that for a long time,
yes.
back from Kansas and going forward. Tell us the message that you're trying, you said it earlier in the broadcast, the thematic message going through this new CD, because a part of it is on the life issue, obviously.
Well, I've experienced this. I mean, I want to start out by saying I did not start out to write a pro-life song. I mean, that's not what was in the inception of the song. I set out to write the story of my daughter coming into this world, but there was no way to do it without telling the whole story. And this is the first time in my career that I've touched upon this issue, but it had to be touched upon because this is one of the most dearest people to me on the planet Earth.
Right.
My daughter standing right in this control room. And I couldn't write that song without telling the whole story. I couldn't just write a song about adoption because she wouldn't be here if her birth mother had decided to abort her. So it's becoming a bigger topic in my life all the time.
Yeah,
I mean the fact that I'm here. I mean I've this is the first time I've ever talked about this publicly, and I'm really glad to be here. And I appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm thrilled you're here too, and because what this does, and it's I always like to end the week with pointing out the victories, and your daughter being here is a victory, and we have to remember that. And we because these get you know we're covering the trial, and we're you know I litigate these cases. Jordan litigates these cases. These are tough cases. I litigated the partial birth abortion cases, and let me tell you something. Gruesome is an understatement. Jordan is exactly right. You look at that evidence. I mean, it's unreal. But then nevertheless, there are victories, and Samantha, your daughter's the victory, and her birth mother did the courageous and right thing right there at the end.
Yes,
all right,
did.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Valerie in Washington State online too. Valerie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I want to say that I love our country. I love the office of presidency because I love America.
Of course.
And the Lord told me to respect the abiding authorities.
Absolutely. Always respect the office. Doesn't mean you have to agree with policies, but you respect the office of the president. Yep.
Exactly. My question is, if Michelle would have come up to President Obama and said, I'm pregnant, would he say the same response that he said on air about his daughters? If one of his daughters got pregnant, he wouldn't want her to be burdened with it?
He didn't say burdened. He said punished with a baby. Let's go ahead and play that. This is what the president said in his own words. He was then running for president.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Nope, doesn't want to punish with the baby, but then he goes ahead and speaks to Planned Parenthood, and the last part of his sentence is this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Pathetic.
So how do you fill in the blanks there?
Yeah. They won't draw the connection. This issue of abortion for them is part of their defining reason for existence. Jordan and I have talked about this. We've had experts on. It is almost a religion for them. I mean, this is the Jordan. We've said this. They worship at the altar of abortion.
That is right. I mean, the truth is that they will never fully understand.
So that's why they can draw that connection.
They have to cover their eyes. So the connect is they are part of religious movements even. That have defined this as a right that they have to protect. I mean, they grew up and they were, I think, radicalized in the sense by this abortion industry, which now provides millions of dollars to their campaigns. And so they've got to be responsible for not only keeping it legal, but also protecting it from the law, protecting it from the Department of Health, from those health departments. The fact is, there's no abortion facility in America that has to meet the same standards as a dentist. So your dentist has higher standards than an abortion facility. Think about that. And in some places, they have no standards whatsoever, depending on the state.
So they're connecting. The reason they have no problem, John, saying, you know, God bless Planned Parenthood and, you know, I don't want you punished with the baby is because they don't. And he says baby. I mean, this is what's, you know, the callousness of this is incredible. And the media has fed it. What you're doing, you and others are doing, by bringing up a counter voice within music, does a lot to move what I call, it's not just moving public opinion, but the song says, and we're going to play the song, the entire song in the next segment of the broadcast, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. To me, it says, this is why we fight for that one child. Because you're not going to, not all the women are going to make the decision ultimately to keep that child and let that child live and be adopted. But you fight for the one. And I think that's what your song points to.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, we're going to have more of that music with John Elefante as we go to a break, folks. You go to ACLJ.org right now, and if you do, or go to Facebook.com, American Center for Law and Justice, you can get a direct link to John Elefante's his CD, his website, all kinds of information there. Folks, again, if you want to sign on that Stopping the Funding of Planned Parenthood, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to have some of this interview up on the website today also with John, so we'll have a portion of that up there as well. And we've got a lot more ahead, so stay tuned. Listen to John Elefante's song right here.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. What's unfolding in a Philadelphia courtroom is horrific. Graphic testimony about the abhorrent procedures performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell, dismembering children after they are born. But here's the truth. Planned Parenthood has argued in the Florida legislature for the right to do exactly what Gosnell did, kill a child after it is born if the mother and doctor agree. And now we discover that Planned Parenthood knew about Gosnell's horrifying clinic where women died and baby after baby was killed after they were born. They knew and they did nothing, leaving it up to Gosnell's victims to come forward. There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court
and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
We are thrilled that John Alfante, former lead singer of Kansas, solo artist, producer, is with us in the studio. He's got a brand new CD coming out just a few days called On My Way to the Sun. And interestingly, one of the songs is called This Time. We've been playing segments of it. Folks, this is about the life issue and about his own daughter who ends up being adopted by John and his family. But I want you to hear this song. We're going to play most of it right now. Take a listen, and then we'll let you know how you can get it.
Sat cold in a waiting room, frightened and all alone. Watched the clock tick down, knowing that her baby would soon be gone. Her head slung low, so embarrassed, she was 13 years old. She felt a kick inside as a reminder of a life she couldn't show. Then she heard a voice inside saying, stay, but don't throw your child away. Then she fell into a light sleep, had a dream about a little girl. There was a birthday cake and three candles. She was living in another world. She saw the little girl become a woman, living in a happy home. Then she was suddenly awakened by a voice that called her name. They said, don't worry, you'll be fine. You're still young, we see this all the time. Right then the Lord began to speak. You're not taking this one, she's mine. She'll grow up and see my name. You're not taking her, she's mine. And you're not taking her this time. No, you're not taking her this time. She laid flat on the table. She asked, please, can I talk to someone? But a headstrong woman with a blank stare said, we've got to get this done. Then she cried out loud, please help me. I've got to get to a phone. I need to call my mama to help me find my baby a home. They said, don't worry. This time, no, you're not taking her this time.
All right, brand new song out from John Alfante on the new CD that's coming out in just about a week called On My Way to the Sun. That song's called This Time. Folks, I want to juxtapose that song. And you heard with this, and this was a victory song because John's daughter is here today because of her birth mother's decision. Compare it to Davita Clark, she went in for an abortion. She decided she didn't want to go forward with it, but that was too late. Listen to number 10.
At first, when I woke up, I thought I was like, I didn't know where I was. I just knew I was really groggy, and I knew I wasn't pregnant anymore. And I was crying, and I kept saying, I want my baby, I want my baby. And they just were ignoring me.
You know, if I played her entire testimony, John, actually, it follows eerily close to what your song, the lyrics you wrote in the song. So I think this is unfortunately, a pretty common situation where the second thoughts are taking place and these abortionists are just, you know, their whole team is committed on one thing, and that is to end the life.
It seems like they have pat answers to come back with to make it go forward.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And Jordan, that's because at the end of the day, and you've said it a lot on this broadcast, that is their industry.
This is a moneymaker. You know, we think of this as it's some women's rights issue, that this is all about to women's groups. So this is a $1 billion-a-year industry. Just in the United States. I mean, this is a moneymaker. And these are who you hear from here, just like many interest groups and corporate lobbyists, these are their representatives of the business. But the reason why is they want to protect their business. So they'll give out millions of dollars to politicians to protect their revenue sources. And that's why they don't like these new regulations states like Virginia have imposed, where they have to meet some medical facility standards. I mean, we're not talking full hospital standards here. We're talking basic being clean. And there's abortion clinics who are shutting down. Why is that? It affects their profit margin. It's no longer profitable. So this is not some charity work that they're doing, in their opinion. This is about profit.
Well, I think that the reality is it's profit, it's an industry, it is the President of the United States saying, thank you, Planned Parenthood, God bless you, and God bless America, and the reality is I think the country suffers because of this, and that's just the way I feel, folks, and you know that we've been committed to life. Let's grab one more call in here before the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, let's go to Renee in New York, line one. Renee, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, thank you so much for all you do, and praise God for your work and Jordan and your staff.
Thank you.
I've been a longtime listener and supporter.
Thank you very much.
And when I listened to your program about the pro-life, I always think back about Michael Vick and how America was in an uproar over what he did.
With the dog incident, right.
To the dogs. And then I think the Lord has just put on my heart such a love for babies, and they don't care about babies.
It's a complete abortion distortion. It distorts their commitment to abortion, distorts their view of everything. And we're naive if we don't understand it. And we're not naive. We do understand it. And you certainly did, Renee. We appreciate you calling. We're out of time. It's been a great program. Thank John. Thanks for being with us.
Oh,
we appreciate
thank you
it.
So
we
much.
Appreciate your music. If you go to the Facebook of the ACLJ or my Facebook, there'll be a link right over to johnelefante.com. You can also go there yourself, John Elefante, ELEFANTE.com. The new CD is called On My Way to the Sun. We played some of that music today, and we certainly have enjoyed it. And I think it speaks for a lot of us here, John, and saying thank you for putting what we do into music, because that's what it's done.
You're very welcome.
And folks, we want to encourage you to get that CD, so go over and visit his website, check it out. I'm sure it's going to be available. I know it will be on iTunes soon. Again, if you want to sign on to our petition to stop the funding of the group that President Obama wants to bless, have God bless, that's Planned Parenthood, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll listen to John Elefante's song this time on the way out.
There's no excuse for this atrocity, and there's no excuse for the fact that Planned Parenthood gets almost half of its budget from the American taxpayer. The ACLJ is battling back, challenging the abortion giant in court and working aggressively on Capitol Hill and in state legislatures to defund them. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.